no right to close anything, not legal, real estate, or employees, personnel. So there would be no circumstances under going to a court. And the primacy is for the media. When they set up the Sunshine Law, it was so that the media could have access to the information.
What this meant, and Mr. Walker said this was the way it should be stated, and that it this is just to say it wasn't our intent. We did not intend for the story to go to the media. We just intended to. So that's all it means. I understand what you're saying. Post-Dispatch can do what the Post-Dispatch does, and they do that in terms of. If they want to send a stringer or whatever.
Our intent was not for it to be viewed negatively as an issue against the asparagus. It was the way the media made it sound, and I did get to see the article, is that, you know, the Human Rights Commission is saying that, this store is doing all this negative stuff. It's because it's in this community, and there's an overtone of racism. And that was not what the intent was. So when the media did their slant, their take on it, that was not why we contacted them to begin with.
Okay, so I have another question. Since I didn't hear a vote to authorize anyone, although you did change the minutes to reflect authorize, the commission did not authorize anyone to do this officially. If it was done out of a public meeting, that's not allowed. I mean, that's what the city attorney was here to say, that it wasn't, that you had gone beyond your...
Yeah, but that's not what the letter is about. The letter is about where we are now and
says on behalf of Human Relations Commission, so I'm confused because the commission didn't send you out to do it by an official vote.
No, I'm writing this letter. It says I am writing on behalf of... Because the commission at the last meeting... said we should write a letter to Schnooks. So it doesn't say that I was authorized to meet with Schnooks. It just says I'm writing on behalf of the commission.
It's not clear to me, but yes.
How do you think it should be stated?
I don't think it should be stated. I mean, two people went by themselves, but you all decide whatever it is you want to do, and it will go back to the council, and the council will decide
what they want to do.
So I'm trying to advise you and to ask some questions.
Yeah.
Just so I'm clear, personally, because I am the liaison. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then short of that, you are the commissioners.
Right. So it's we have to decide whether we are okay with this letter, and then it will go to the council, and then the council has to decide. So... is there more discussion on it? Because we have a motion on the table. Is there more discussion?
As our advisor, are you saying that it should not have any indication in there from University City and that there should be no apology in there at all? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that going to Schnooks was not authorized by the commission. And so the commission... shouldn't be the one explaining. It's just kind of as simple as that. And if you had not intended for this to be an apology, I don't read one in there, and so whatever your intent
is. No, it's not intended to be an apology.
Okay.
Right.
But the commission did not vote to proceed. And if you remember, Jackie was making a big fuss about, I didn't know about this meeting. And so whatever was decided outside a meeting, which is a violation of the state statute, 610.
Well, but...
I know that's confusing, Angeline. So what I'm trying to say is that, in the end, as commissioners, you can decide what it is that you want to bring to the council. But the commission didn't do this, and if you'll remember, Ms. Adams said that if you bring it, it might fan, more media attention. It might not. I mean, that's why I wasn't weighing in so much as to go in that direction, but more to ask questions about what my understanding was.
Right. All right. And remember that at the meeting, when we talked about this letter, after your motion, we talked about the public relations aspect of it, and that's why it went to Mr. Walker. And he okayed it. So that, I mean, that's the other part of it. So, do we have more, or should we call the vote on this?
I'm sorry? Oh, she had said something. You're not supposed to.
Probably have to wait for your comments until the citizen comment. But I think I can decide to let you say, what did you want to say?
He okayed this?
He did, yes. Yeah. Okay, so then the we'll call a vote. All in favor of ours. Now then the issue is we send the letter to the city council. Not that we're sending the letter to Chinooks, we're sending the letter to the city council. All in favor? Okay, so there's no, all right, so it's unanimous. All right, so we will send it. Now process-wise, it will go to Joyce and to Paulette. Joyce puts it in the packet or whatever. And it should, I think, should probably have a note on it saying the commission is sending this to the city council for your approval. And we request that you approve it. I mean, that would be the obvious thing.
Unanimous approval of the council.
Yeah, okay. So I'll do that. All right, then there's no, I don't think there's anything else, because then we just have to wait and see what the council says, and then we decide. I guess I should put the full internal address, Mr. Scott Chinook, with the address on it, so I'll do that before, but I think that's the only thing. Okay. Okay. Then the other issue is the email.
Can I ask one other? Is
sure.
this going on letterhead or anything?
Oh,
like
that's
that?
A good question. We don't have letterhead for the Commission on Human Rights. So
I heard you say that, and
yeah,
was, I
had the internal address,
to ask about
yeah,
the inside
yeah,
address.
Yeah.
But as far as the other part of the address, that should be there too. You know, for moments.
So it should be the way you do it, the old-time way of doing the letter. I think you put the address on the, how do you do it, on the very top of it? Okay. So we would just type that in because we don't have letterhead. Okay. I better put that down, type in address. Okay. Then the other issue is the email that came to Paulette and Elaine, and then came to me from the Missouri Commission on Human Rights, asking us to partner with them. Let me give you a minute to read the letter, and then we can talk about it. I know you have it. You want to see this letter? Yeah, because we got extra copies. You've read it already when I sent you. Okay. All right, so they're asking us if we'll partner with them in that. Actually, they're going to be applying for this money from HUD because they don't know for sure if they'll get it. And they have this submission deadline of August 22nd. That's why they need to hear from the different entities. So they want to know whether we would be willing. It looks like basically to accept $1,000 if they do get the grant, to do some work on fair housing in University City. And they give, as you see, they give all kinds of possible things to do. Fair Housing Month seminar, fair housing training, putting together educational materials, putting something in the local media. That doesn't, I don't think those are exclusive of what you can do, but those are just suggestions of what could be done. So the reason that I had to bring it to this meeting is whatever we decide has to go to the council, which meets on Monday. The next council meeting is not till the 26th, so it would be after their deadline.
There won't be one then, not till September.
Oh, okay.
So
it would have to go anyway, okay. But their deadline was the 22nd anyway, so it would have to go before that. So, and we just got this. So so what do people think? Do we? I guess we should have a motion first, and then we can talk about it. I think you always have to have a motion first, and then you can talk about it. So does anybody want to move that we do this in collaboration with the Missouri Commission on Human Rights?
I motion that we do this on the Human
Rights. Okay. So you're... And does anybody want to second that motion? I'll second it. Okay, then we can talk about it. So what are the pros and cons that people see of that? I'll tell you, let me just give you one little piece of background. Elisa Warren, who is the head of the Missouri Commission on Human Rights. Meg McClelland and I met her at that time we did that little thing out at the History Museum, whenever we did that, several months ago. We met her, and then she also came to the lunch when they had a lunch meeting for several of the human rights organizations in the metropolitan area. And she's very, they just moved the commission, Missouri Commission on Human Rights, they just moved their offices to St. Louis from Jeff City. And it's very clear she's very excited about working with the metropolitan groups. Just tell you that's all I know. But our discussion didn't have anything to do with fair housing. It was just in general. So, since
I haven't been on the Human Relations Committee that long, I'm not really sure what exactly the Human Relations Commission does. But it seems as though this would be a good opportunity to really interact with the community in a positive way and to bring attention to the fact that, you know, we were talking about people not knowing that the Human Relations Committee existed and what it did. So this seems like a good opportunity to put our faces out there so that people know who we are and that we are involved in the community. And in a positive way. So it just seemed like a good opportunity to put ourselves out there. As I read it.
I agree with you. I agree with that.
I mean, that would entail more involvement from the committee members or the commission members.
Yeah.
So.
There would be some work involved
in
this.
Yeah, there would be work involved.
Doing something. We have to do something.
Right.
And then not only do you do something, but you have to also have all your receipts in order and all that.
There are guidelines there.
Right. Whenever you're dealing with the government, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was my thought on it.
Okay. What, you, Charmaine or Dave, do you have any specific things? Okay. So we'll just take a vote then. All in favor of us responding positively to this, saying yes, say aye. And no negatively? You're going to abstain? Are you abstaining? Is that... Okay. So we don't have a quorum then?
We do.
We do. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. The three of them. I'm sorry. The three. All right. Yeah. I was thinking we needed four votes, but three of them. Okay. All right. So I will respond to Tammy Carlisle. I think she's the staff person. No. I will send this to Paulette and to Joyce to take it to the... This has to go to the city council, too?
I would think so, since we're going to partner. Yeah. So I would think that you would want to put this in front of the city council. I can't imagine that they would object, but...
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, so I'll put that... I'll also send that to... Wait, you already have the copy of it.
I have it, yes.
Okay, and you have it from the email.
So you might want to ask Joyce to put this in, and then, you know, your vote.
Okay. Now, they also sent us, this is a little bit separate from deciding to do it, is they sent, they drafted a letter for us to send to them. And I just have one to give to them. Yes, they wrote their letter. I thought, there you go. This is a draft letter. Which seems like it has the kind of legal wording they need in their acknowledging we have no affiliation with MCHR, da-da-da-da-da.
And this, have you checked this out, Elaine, to know whether we do have any affiliations?
I can go to, I'll check with Lynette Hicks on the third floor and I'll consult with her. I'll do that tomorrow and
okay.
I'll send you an email.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then, assuming everything's right, then you would give this... the draft to the city council.
Okay, so it will come. It will go with this. Both of these things would go to the city council. Okay. So do we need another motion on that? That we would send the draft letter? I'll move that we send this draft letter also to the city council. Do we have a second for that? I'm going to second that.
A second.
Right, actually. Just reverse. Okay. So all in favor of sending this draft letter? Okay. Yeah. We got it unanimous that time. There you go. All right. Unanimous on the draft letter. All right. All right. Okay. So that's it for our two items on the agenda. Council liaison report.
The city council has not met since the last time that we...
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
However, as you all know, there's a roundabout. Mm-hmm. And just on a personal note, I've not received any negatives yet. I received a couple of recounting of some driving problems, but so far no complaints, and I usually do receive complaints. And some of you may have gotten my newsletter where I talked about, since you are interested in the flooding, where I talked about an idea that was proposed, actually, to Mr. Crow, and he passed it along to me, of elevating the houses in the floodplain. It's been done in the Gulf Coast. It's been done on the East Coast. They're looking at it now in New Jersey. There is FEMA funding for that, and so that we will bring to the city council.
Okay.
The next city council meeting. And,
did they ever decide about who owns that?
No, they didn't, and,
okay.
And just, this is my perspective only, so this is the caveat. The EPA and the state of Missouri and an environmental group had to sue MSD, and the suit went on for years and years, and finally there was a settlement. So MSD is not in the habit of acknowledging or taking responsibility. The city's done a preliminary look at the properties, but not verified. We haven't received verification. I wrote to Brian Holscher and asked him to provide verification for my constituents, because some of them are, you know, pretty concerned and upset, and I haven't heard anything. I think that would be a protracted battle. So my focus has shifted to how can we help the people in the floodplain. While we still can, you know, go, you know, I think it has to be a multi-pronged approach.
I hate to interrupt, but I have to leave. You've got to leave. Won't have a quorum if I leave. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's
true.
Is that a problem?
All right. I don't think so. The only other thing we have is citizen participation. Do you all have anything that you would want to say?
I do.
Okay, go ahead. I think we can do that without a quorum. We can't vote on it. We can't do any voting, but sure, go ahead.
My name's Jeff Hale, 7471 Kingsbury. I came to the last meeting primarily because I sat on another commission, and I was very interested to hear what the city attorney was going to say. And I have to say, I'm really kind of like mind blown by watching that meeting and then getting the notice of this and sending a letter to Schnucks. This, while maybe well-intentioned, I think is, Ms. Adams was spot on last week, this is going to end up, just by virtue of going to council, is going to get back in the media cycle. It's going to be another three-ring circus. And as a resident, what's frustrating about that is that it's another black eye. And I just want to echo some of the opinions have already been stated both last week and this week. To me, there's one hour in this whole thing where the city, this commission, this city gets out of this media mess with Schnucks cleanly. And that is for the two people who sat on this commission and engaged in these negotiations and did what's been publicized and discussed. We all know what happened. For those two people to write apologies on their behalf, resolves this commission from any responsibility, any future black marks. It takes responsibility where I believe responsibility should be taken with the individuals who are involved, and it lets the city completely off the hook. And then maybe as a commission, we can have a discussion as a commission with Schnucks if you believe that's something that's worth having. But I just think this is. Retracting and prolonging a media mess. It's gonna come back up. The Post-Dispatch loved the comments, the viewers, the number of times that story got shared. It's right back up. And I see no need for doing that. I'm flabbergasted that the city manager or anyone would believe this is a well-advised move in any way, shape, or form. It's certainly the type of thing that I would have on. I hope that the public relations firm that it didn't get run by them, because I think it's a public relations disaster.
Okay, thank you. Kevin, do you want to say anything? Okay. Okay, any other comments from commissioners? All right, then we adjourn and we meet again.
Next week, we do? Mm-hmm.
On the 15th. That's our regular.
15th?
It's next week, yeah, it's next week.